Delling poll, a Biden presidency would be no friend to Brexit Britain. By James Delling poll on September 11, 2020. Joe Biden's Democrats want the United Kingdom to remain permanently shackled to the rotting corpse of the European Union. Of course he does. It's the boilerplate position of liberal leftists, globalists, crypto-communists, technocrats, one-world government freaks and other unutterable scumbags the world over. Biden himself won't have looked into the details of the situation, even in the unlikely event his mind would have been up to such close analysis. It's just a given, the standard view of the international leftist blob, shared unquestioningly by everyone from CNN and the Financial Times and the BLM-supporting radical chic salons of the New York chattering classes, to all those Walking Dead extras currently personing the barricades in roach pits like Portland, Oregon. This is why, when some rando from the Biden campaign, one Antony Blinken, a senior foreign policy advisor, starts bloviating on social media about how Britain's EU negotiations are jeopardizing the special relationship with the US, we don't need to go, oh. Interesting. What key and previously overlooked point is he making here? That's because Biden and his various cronies aren't saying anything on Britain and the EU that hasn't been said by the usual suspects a thousand times before. Take the hashtag fake news notion that by playing hardball on the Northern Irish border arrangements Britain is jeopardizing the Good Friday peace agreement. This was a major part of the Remain establishment's infamous Project Fear campaign designed to frighten voters against their best interests into rejecting Brexit. But like the rest of Project Fear, it's an idle threat. If civil conflict ever breaks out again in Northern Ireland, it will have nothing to do with the minutiae of customs arrangements on the soft border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. There might well be trouble though, if by some terrible negotiation failure, Northern Ireland, an indissoluble part of the United Kingdom, suddenly finds that despite Brexit it remains a vassal state of the European Union. This, essentially, is how the EU's negotiators, and their useful idiots and collaborators within Britain's government and civil service deep state, have long sought to sabotage Brexit. By tacitly endorsing this skullduggery, Biden and his team are proving themselves no friends to the United Kingdom, the majority of whose people voted to leave the European Union in 2016 and who have been given no good reason to change their minds since. Sure, to outsiders unfamiliar with the detail it may seem as though Britain is currently behaving with almost pantomime villainy, riding roughshod over international law and reneging on the terms of the withdrawal agreement painstakingly negotiated under the leadership of ex-Prime Minister Theresa May and ratified, with minor amendments, by the current Prime Minister Boris Johnson. But this is just more Remainer spin, an excuse for emotive nonsense about how Britain has become a rogue state which has lost the moral high ground. In fact, the withdrawal agreement was a busted flush from the start, reluctantly agreed by a cowardly minority government under duress in a Remainer-dominated House of Commons, aided and abetted by a grotesquely biased judiciary and a monstrously bent Speaker John Bercow. If US readers want to understand what's at stake here, they need only ask themselves as a thought experiment how willing they'd be to allow California to be in charge of all the key rules in their home state. Everything from taxation levels and employment arrangements to environmental regulations. My guess is, not remotely. The European Union is a tyrannical globalist superstate. Not as nakedly unpleasant as the Soviet Union, perhaps, but definitely far closer to it in spirit than its glossy, taxpayer-funded brochures will admit. Britain is well out of the EU, if and when this ever happens. And if it has, as one useless conservative MP Brandon Lewis has pathetically bleated, to break international law in the specific and limited way, well then so be it. In defense of liberty, this is no vice, sovereignty is paramount. And if it's the globalist elite which decides what does and doesn't constitute international law, then it's surely our bounden moral duty to breach it on as many occasions as possible. Then there's the small matter of international trade. By raising needless objections to a US-UK free trade agreement, Biden, Pelosi and the Democrats are rejecting prosperity both for Americans and Britons alike. It's what socialists do, of course, and we should expect no better from them. But let's at least not allow them the luxury of claiming the moral high ground by pretending this planned act of sabotage springs from concerns about the Good Friday peace agreement.